The Outpost Radio on Demand. Here's Art Young from the Outpost Magazine.
Should outdoor sports training be a part of a school's physical education program? Hi, I'm Art Young. I'm the editor of the Outpost Magazine, and joining us this time are two guys who strongly feel it should. They're from the Dallas Ecological Foundation. Welcome to the Outpost, guys. Gentlemen, you had some great news recently, and I want to talk about that with Abe in a few minutes. But Scott, what is the Dallas Ecological Foundation?
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is a nonprofit 501c3 based in Dallas. Our mission is primarily outdoor education and wildlife conservation. About 15 years ago, we found a niche where we could impact young people's lives in public school settings by teaching them hunter education, archery, fishing, and the shooting sports directly to those students that are not involved in those disciplines.
Well, that's great. Now, Abe Nafa, you're the chairman of DEF, and you've received that good news. So tell me about it. What happened from our friends at Cabela's?
Well, we started this effort about 5 months ago with a grant request. And quite frankly, I was a little worried about whether or not we'd get an audience with Cabela's. But they called us, and Scott Nine and Dr. Don Center had a conference call with them. And we just basically laid out what we do, what our passions are. My passions have been kids and women getting involved in the outdoors, and so DEF was a natural place for me to come to. Cabela's was just, I think they really thought that this worked out well with their program. Scott and I had the good fortune to meet Thomas Milner, who's the CEO of Cabela's, back in the spring in Dallas. And I think he was impressed with Scott and what our program was doing, and I think that probably had a lot to do with it. But we were very pleased that they were able to give us the funding.
Now, Scott McClure, how much did they give you, and what will that go towards?
They gave us a wonderful gift. The total was $470,000. The grant is designed to be used over a three-year period to double our education program. We are currently involved in 250 public and private schools. They want 500 schools in the next 3 years, so that funding will allow us to provide some incentive funds to each school that would like to be involved. At the same time, it allows us to hire some contract help because we have expanded beyond Texas borders. We're in 10 different states. So with the Cabela's funds, we will be able to hopefully go through their stores and promote to their local communities, get more schools involved, and with 500 schools, we average about 100 students per school, so that will give us 50,000 students.
Wow.
An entire year, every year.
Wow, that is fabulous. And now, how did you two guys, Abe, let's start with you, how did you two guys get involved in the teaching of outdoor sports as a part of PE?
Well, I'm just kind of a guy that came along. Scott's the person that's really developed this program. But I, as I say, I've been involved with the Dallas Safari Club and Dallas Ecological Foundation for 9 years now. Dallas Ecological Foundation, or DEF, as Scott calls it, and I do too because it's simpler, has this mission to teach outdoor education to kids. What we're finding through the programs that we're doing, and the reason I've gotten so enthusiastic and passionate about it is that I'm seeing the kids on a regular basis at some of the functions that we put on, and their face lights up every time they think about it. But now I'm seeing the parents and how involved they're getting. And it, in this day and time of all the electronics that we have, it's nice to get kids and parents back together. And we just recently had another event, and I had a parent tell me that his daughter cannot wait to get up and go to school every day because of outdoor adventures. That just makes me happy. I know that we have information now that shows that kids are coming to school more often. Truancy down is down in the schools where we have this program, so we're pretty excited about it.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous. Now, Scott, childhood obesity, particularly in this country, has been called an epidemic, and it can lead to type 2 diabetes, heart disease, psychological difficulties for kids, and other problems. Some feel the rigorous physical education in school could turn this around. How is DEF physically challenging enough to move that needle down on childhood obesity?
The physical education curriculum and what they call the standards that you have to teach require some type of cardiovascular teaching, some type of long-term life skill that they can enjoy for a lifetime. Unfortunately, in your secondary schools, middle schools and high schools, if they're in PE, they're not engaged in athletics. Therefore, they're not involved in any kind of PE, if you would, you know, any kind of cardiovascular activity. So what we did with our curriculum, with hunting and fishing and archery and other disciplines, we've created a physical education component with every lesson, challenging the students to get in shape to enjoy these activities for a lifetime. So we are directly tackling the issue of childhood obesity by encouraging students to go into new activities that they've never been exposed to, learn how to go out and hike and hunt, learn how to go out and fish and enjoy the outdoors, because that's something that you can do forever. And that's how we're challenging all the students to get in better shape.
That's great. I know if I had had this program in my little hometown school in Texas, I would have loved this. And I bet your kids are happy about this. And by the way, anybody who's ever tried to walk for about 3 or 4 hours down a corn stubble in, you know, hunting pheasants, there's a cardiovascular aspect to hunting that that anybody could experience.
Well, if I may just interject there, you can introduce kids to hunting with a one-day event all the time. But until they learn how to really appreciate what you're doing and become enthusiastic about it, they're not going to pursue that beyond one day. So by our curriculum teaching them 180 days of activities that they can enjoy for a lifetime, they're more likely to want to go and do those activities. So that's where our niche is different than most people's outdoor education program, is that it is in a public school and that we are teaching this for an entire year. So the students will want to come to class. We have research to show they can't wait to get to class because it is new and exciting. And we have research to show that these students are buying hunter education certifications, they're buying hunting license, and they're going out and partaking in these activities.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all. And it's everything from survival skills to fishing, hunting, archery. Have I forgotten something? Or is there more in that curriculum?
We include everything that we can to challenge the students to get involved, from camping and hiking and survival skills to orienteering using a GPS to CPR first aid. We want them to enjoy and appreciate the outdoors. We want to make a good outdoor steward so that they can appreciate it, love it. And all throughout the curriculum, we teach the North American model for wildlife conservation. By introducing the concept of wildlife is for us to enjoy and to use and sustain it, it is not taught in public schools. I'm a biology teacher. I taught public school for 20 years. Wildlife conservation is not taught. So by introducing that aspect, we are creating a new steward, a new conservationist for the future. And those students that are not involved in those disciplines, we're creating a new voter. They're going to understand the value of wildlife and the value of fishing, the value of buying a license, and the value of buying a hunter education card.
Wow. And now, Abe, if a parent wants this program in his or her school, what can they do? Can they contact you? Can they contact their school? How does that happen?
Well, they can contact Scott. They can contact me. And then we will try to do our best. If they'll contact the school, we'll try to work with that school. Scott has – we picked up almost 50 schools since the 1st of July. It's really taken off, and you know, as he told you, our goal is to have 500 schools in the next 3 years. And quite frankly, I've challenged my board that we have 1,000 schools in the next 5 years. I think that's a pretty big challenge. I don't know if we can get to it, but our deal is that you get the kids off the couch, you get them active, because you were asking about that. We watch these kids during these different activities. One of the activities Scott didn't mention that these kids really enjoy is Dutch oven cooking, and that's something that adults would enjoy, and their kids are teaching them. We have the a safety event that is sponsored by Dallas Safari Club twice a year that we provide the kids for, and we're all volunteers for that. And to see the faces of the parents as they go through the day, go from, yeah, I didn't really want to be here today, till, wow, I can't believe I've had such a good time. And we think that's going to put better citizens out there, because these kids are going to understand that there's something out there besides a smartphone or a computer or a tablet or whatever.
So right. So right. Now, this is a nonprofit foundation, Scott, so how can, I assume someone could contribute to it. How would they do that?
Dallas Ecological Foundation's website, which is dallasecologicalfoundation.org, has a donate site on there. We are always looking for operational funds. We're always looking for donors. We also have an endowment that's over $1 million in commitments at this time. So if someone's looking for a long-term commitment to establish an endowment to provide this type of program for education and conservation, they can contact me directly through the website. We can help hook them up with the right materials that they can become an endowment contributor, or if they just would love to donate for a 501c3 donation, we would love to do that as well. We are only limited by our funding, and that's one of the beautiful things about the Cabela's grant is now we're able to reach out and expand thanks to the Cabela's Outdoor Fund for doing that. But anyone that's interested can contact me directly or just go straight to the website. And this program is for any school that offers physical education. Is also offered for any school that teaches wildlife conservation as an ag science class. And then any school that opens up their doors for an elective course can offer this class. So it's three different avenues that this course can be taught at the middle school or high school, any school across the country. We have schools in California, all the way across the country, to Maine, including suburbs in Chicago.
Wow, that's fabulous. Scott McClure, Abe Nafa of the Dallas Ecological Foundation, thank you, gentlemen, for being here. This is a great program, and I appreciate what you're doing to make it happen.
Well, thank you for your time, and I do appreciate you sharing it with those that might be interested.
Yes, I hope all of your readers get interested and give Scott a call, give me a call. We're always interested in talking about it.
Great. I'm Art Young. We'll talk again soon.
The Outpost Radio On Demand from the On Demand page of theoutpostlife.com.